over here? Hi. Oh, no, I just walked in like 5 minutes ago. You're fine. Oh, mm-hmm. A friend of mine knew I'd be coming around, so they got Miss Liza to have our fries and drinks ready when I got here. It's really sweet. See? I know they put on an act most of the time, but they're really considerate. Exactly. Could you try to convince my mate? I try, but they have that werewolf stubbornness. You know, even if that show-off never made another sarcastic comment or innuendo for the rest of their immortal life, I think Knight's gonna just keep the grudge going out of spite. I know! Claire's the same way, no wonder they're siblings. God, I've been waiting for this all week. I know, but usually we're at the Den, and our Friday night diner time is sacred. I would have gotten Sierra to come out tonight too, but they're on a date with Beth, and I kind of wanted it to just be us tonight, if you didn't mind. Okay, good. Good. Yeah, I'm okay. Why? Do I not look okay? I mean, I did my skincare routine twice today, and I even got up my nice sundresses, even though, you know, I can't really go out in the sun. My partner didn't say anything to you before you came over, right? Or Claire? I mean, I don't think Claire knows yet, but she's so close to Celine, I can't imagine that she doesn't know or that Knight hasn't talked to her about it on their own, and I'm sorry. They haven't? No, I promise I'm okay. I just wanted to have some nice conversation before I brought up anything heavy. Our diner time has always been kind of an escape from all the craziness, and I don't want to ruin that, but I didn't want to talk about this at the Den or at the estate. Yeah. You make a good point. Milkshakes make it better. But just like as insurance, if the milkshakes don't work and it's too much, you'll tell me and we'll move on to something else, right? Okay. Pinky promise? Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't really know how to ease into it, so I'm just gonna get it off my chest, if that's okay. Okay. They found my maker. Yeah, I wasn't kidding when I said it was a lot. Miss Celine has some kind of bounty hunter on contract, and they found the person who turned me. And they're being brought to Glenwood. My mate said the same exact thing. But Celine says that they might have information that could keep this from happening again to somebody else, so I think it's a good thing. I mean, it is a good thing. We've been looking for my maker for years, ever since I was turned, and I should be happy that they're finally found, and that they can't do this to anyone else, and that maybe I can find out why this happened to me, but it's I should be happy, and I am happy. God, I am so scared. And I don't want to say that I'm scared because everyone already knows that I'm scared, and it's just a lot, you know? And it's different talking to Celine about it because I feel like she has so much else on her plate that she doesn't need to be comforting me on every little thing. And I know this isn't a little thing, but I mean, people get turned every day. My turning isn't that special in the grand scheme of things. I recognize that, but it's... I don't know. And now I'm starting to feel bad talking about it to you because I feel like I could talk to you more than anyone because you can relate to a degree, and I don't really have that with the other members of the pack or even some of the other court members because their turnings were consensual, or at the very least they remember theirs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I still can't remember any of it. It's all just a big gap. One minute I'm walking, and the next I'm... well, not human. I don't know. Yeah. Okay, I'm really happy you said that, because I didn't want to use you as, like, this vent receptacle. I don't know the right word for it, but I didn't want to use you as some kind of, like, punching bag for my emotions, because you have your own stuff to worry about, but I figured, you know, we've both kind of been on the short end of the stick in terms of vampires. And it's not even like I can say that I'm entirely upset about being a vampire, because it's been kind of cool. I mean, who am I kidding? It's really, really cool. The people I've gotten to meet. I mean, Miss Celine and Silas and having magic. It's been really, you know, a cool bonus, I guess. But then I remember that I don't remember how I got in this position, and I think that scares me more than anything. Yeah. I don't know. It's always kind of been the unknown in the whole situation. Like, we know that I was attacked at random and turned, and for some reason, the person who turned me didn't stick around and just completely wiped my memory of it and buried the maker bond that is supposed to keep me from, I don't know, going crazy? I don't know why. That's a lot of extra steps to take just to leave me in an alley. I've talked about all of this with Knight in the past. I mean, God, that's all we've been talking about for the past week. And I don't know. I feel like talking about it with them is just making them more and more upset. Because they're just coming around to the idea that me being turned wasn't entirely their fault. And it wasn't, but it... Yeah, try telling them that. Mm-hmm. And they've made amazing progress with that, but now that my maker is coming back into the picture, I'm worried that a lot of that old anger is bubbling up again, and I don't want to make it worse by... I don't know. No, absolutely not. I'm not scared of them getting angry. God, no, that's not it at all. It's kind of more like I have worries and they have worries. And as much as we have found comfort in talking about it, and as much as we are supporting each other through it all, it kind of just becomes an echo chamber of terrifying hypotheticals and anxieties and frustration, and I just... Yeah. If you don't mind... No, I didn't want to make you... I mean, I've always been kind of curious ever since you finished your memory modification sessions with Valera. But I never wanted to ask you about it because I don't know what your comfort level is, and I would never want you to have to relive that trauma again. Especially not just for my own curiosity, but it's a weird, like, morbid curiosity, I guess. I mean, if you wouldn't mind. I know you weren't turned, I mean, obviously, but your memories being wiped only could have happened one way, and I guess I'm just wondering about your experience because I can't remember my own. Are you sure? Okay. Yeah, you can be as detailed or as vague as you want, but it would... I don't know, I think it would kind of scratch an itch that's been in the back of my head for the last, months, but more specifically the last few days. Yeah, Isaiah, I remember you telling me about him. Mm-hmm. But then Charlotte attacked you. How much of that do you remember? Oh. Jesus, that's terrifying. All of it? Oh my God, I am so sorry. Can I hold your hand? Okay, thank you. I'm really sorry. Yeah, I bet that was probably one of the last things you wanted to remember. Thank you. Thank you for trusting me enough to tell me about that. That... Honestly, I don't know if that helped or made it worse, but I'm really grateful that you trusted me enough to tell me. Don't laugh at me! That's awful! You can't... Okay, I guess I'd rather you laugh than cry, but... God. Jesus, hearing all of that, no wonder Claire pulled all those all-nighters. What? I don't think I was supposed to tell you about that. Yeah? Whenever... Screw it, you already heard it. Whenever you got all of your memories back and Clara found out that the person who attacked you and did all that was, you know, still out there, she kind of went a little stir crazy searching for her, and obviously she never really found anything, and it really pissed her off and made her kind of irritable, but I know she always wanted to get you justice for that, but... You know, vampires. Slippery. You know, unless a 600-year-old vampire prime sends out a contract bounty hunter, which is insane. Please, please don't tell Claire I told you that. Oh, she already told you. Then why'd you make me explain it? Ugh. God. I don't know if you're making this easier or harder. I'm deciding. No, this does actually help. Just getting able to talk it out and just get it out of my head. I feel like I've been in this spiral ever since Celine told me what was going on. I feel like I can't stop thinking about it. And part of me doesn't know if I wanted to get here sooner or not come at all. I don't know. Well, after everything that happened, would you honestly want to see Charlotte? Well. Okay, yeah, that tracks. You're a lot more confrontational than I am. But even still, just... It's been 3 years. And by this point, the bond between a maker and their charged is long gone. It's already dissolved, so there's no way that they could have any instinctive pull on me. But I don't know that. I don't know anything about them. I don't know what they look like. I don't know what they did to me, other than the obvious of what they did to me, but... I don't remember any of it. There's just this gap in my memory that has been sitting there, and it doesn't matter how much I try to think about it. I can't remember. And while that's kind of been a blessing, I mean, God, I saw what you went through whenever you're going through your sessions, and you were just getting little bits and pieces over time. I think part of me is scared that for the last 3 years, my maker has been this voiceless, faceless shadow in the back of my mind that I have gotten to bury and push away and ignore because I didn't have to remember it. I didn't have to face what happened. I could just move on. And now that shadow is never going to go away. What do I do then? Yeah, you're right. I'm not gonna know until it happens. You know, Miss Celine actually offered that whenever my maker is brought to Glenwood, that she was gonna buy out an entire hotel for the den and the courts. I'll go on a vacation for the weekend, and I don't think I could say yes. I mean, I'm terrified. And I'm riddled with questions and this fear about the monster that has been lurking in the back of my memory for years. But I don't think I cannot look at them. Even if it's just for a second, I have to know who did this to me. Am I crazy? Thank you. You know, you're really good with words when you want to be. Yeah, I'm okay. Are we okay? Are you okay? Okay. Yeah, our fries are cold. Sorry, I didn't think I'd be venting for that long. Yeah, I am totally fine getting us more fries or more milkshakes or anything on the menu. Just, can we make another pinky promise? Whatever we talk about next, it has to be happy. Or at the very least, it is not bringing up very horrible, horrible trauma. Oh, thank God. What do you got? Wait, what? When? You're asking Claire out on a date? No, that's what that is. You're asking her over to your house to bake for her? That's a date. That has to be a date. Oh my God. You're asking Claire out on a date? Oh, screw my trauma. This is so much more important. Tell me everything. What are you going to do? Yes, it absolutely matters. And I'm going to need a minute by minute itinerary. Oh, no. Fair, you have to tell me everything that's gonna happen, or else I'm gonna have to set up baby cams in your living room. Don't tempt me, I will do it.